AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Confederate flag will soon be coming down from the South Carolina State Capitol grounds. The State House overwhelmingly approved a Senate bill early this morning calling for the flag to be removed. Democratic State Representative James Smith says the long debate was often heated, but
in the end, you know, we came together. And we came together, had enough votes to do the right thing.
Republican Rick Quinn says he voted to take down the flag, but send it to a museum.
We've got an agreement for funding for the Relic Room, which has not been done in my lifetime. And so hopefully, you know, we'll treat the Confederate Relic Room and War Museum as a museum it should be, and not in a basement. So that gives an honorable way for people to remember their relatives who died in a context that's appropriate.
Governor Nikki Haley says she will sign the bill. Medicare is going to pay doctors for voluntary end-of-life counseling. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports this is the same issue that unleashed the debate over the so-called death panels.
After the Sarah Palin-fueled furor, wording on so-called end-of-life counseling was dropped from President Obama's health care overhaul. However, many doctors have long discussed these issues informally with their patients. Now, a rule permitting reimbursement has been tucked into a package of changes to Medicare taking effect January 1st.
Financially troubled Greece has asked for a new 3-year rescue from its European partners. IMF Director Christine Lagarde says European leaders have long been concerned about Greek stability.
What has changed is clearly that Greece is in a situation of acute crisis, which needs to be addressed seriously.
Today is the deadline for a detailed economic reform plan from Greece. The recalls at Honda over defective Takata airbags have grown by another 4.5 million vehicles, raising the total to 24.5 million. The latest recall affects only vehicles in Japan. This is AP Radio News. Southwest Airlines says nobody was hurt after one of its planes aborted a takeoff at Midway Airport in Chicago last night due to a mechanical issue. A judge is giving high marks to a longtime friend of singer Joni Mitchell for overseeing Mitchell's medical care.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge David Cunningham III is praising Leslie Morris for helping Joni Mitchell recover from an aneurysm. Cunningham has ruled that Morris should continue to make medical decisions for her. Cunningham says Mitchell's progress is going so well she may not need the conservatorship much longer. Mitchell was unable to speak after the aneurysm in March, but has since regained her speech. A court-appointed attorney says Mitchell is expected to make a full recovery. Morris does not have control of Mitchell's finances. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Five people injured as thousands raced alongside six fighting bulls in the third bull run of Pamplona's San Fermin Festival, Spain's Running of the Bulls. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.